Joining me now, the niece of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and Fox News contributor, Dr. Alveda King. Good morning to you, Dr. King.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm good. Thank you. So as we were watching that, it sounded more like a campaign event or a rally. I thought it was wonderful that the former president came to honor his friend, Mr. Lewis, Congressman Lewis, but he was talking about politics. What did you think of it?
Well, I guess we should have expected that the left, including President Obama, would take that occasion for a political moment. They'll grab at any opportunity. That's to be understood. I've chosen not to politicize the death of Congressman Lewis, but to remember him as a peaceful, nonviolent warrior and encourage everyone to resolve our conflicts peacefully. However, President Obama, with wordplay, took us back to the 1960s, and that was a time when segregation was still on the books, segregation was still legal, and those in power were trying, some of them were trying to enforce that and keep that. Today, when the National Guard goes in, sent by the president, for example, or the state troopers, they're trying to protect the people of America in every community and to save lives and protect people. There is a totally distinct difference. Also implying, without calling any names, he was very clever not to call any names, saying that there was an effort to undermine the voting process. You know, actually, President Trump is saying, people, please pay attention. We do want you to vote. Use your absentee ballots. Go to the polls. He has even encouraged, you know, people to be poll watchers and poll workers and that kind of things.